And the minimum of the potential looks a lot like a parabola. That we know the solution, if you have a particle in a parabolic potential, this is a harmonic oscillator. So we guess that the solution is going to look a lot like the harmonic oscillator solution. And in a harmonic oscillator solution, there are equally spaced energy levels. But at higher energies, the potentials that we use to describe this bond, they don't look so much like a parabola anymore. And what happens is the energy levels start to get closer and closer together as you go to higher energy. However, for a first approximation, if you want to know how what the vibrational energy is of a hydrogen molecule, you could just fit this to a parabola. And if you fit it to a parabola, you could calculate back what spring constant would you need to give me a parabola that changes its energy in such a way that over this distance it goes up a certain energy, right? So if you have a spring, the energy is 1/2 kx squared, where x is the distance from the minimum. And you can look at this and figure out what effective spring constant you would need to match this parabola. And for the mass, you need to use the reduced mass of the two nuclei. It's only a diatomic molecule. So basically, it's going to be the mass of a proton divided by 2. And you can use this to go in the standard formula for harmonic oscillator, that the frequency will be the square root of this spring constant divided by this reduced mass. So from just looking at the bond potential and knowing how heavy the two atoms are in a diatomic molecule, you could guess, using this harmonic oscillator problem, you could guess what frequency that would be. And it turns out to be somewhere in the infrared, just a natural frequencies that occur in these vibrations. And if we want to do it more